Hello, this is Earth Riot Radio, and I'm Reverend Billy, and how are you? Thank you for asking. I'm fine. Well, we're on the sidewalks, on the streets, mixed with the 10 million people here in New York City, and sometimes it's mesmerizing, sometimes it's just a distortion field. Because how can we be passionate here when the last of our green spaces are full of glyphosates and being chainsawed for real estate, and sometimes you have to stand up and just say passionately that the earth needs to win, the earth needs to have its life. Savitri D spoke at a recent vigil for Tortuguita, Manuel Turan from Atlanta, who was shot and killed by the police there protecting the Uilani Forest. So we're trying to defend the East River Forest up here. Just are arrested up here by armed police. Haven't been shot yet. But our hero and friend, Tortuguita, a non-binary, gentle 25-year-old, they are much on our minds right now. And Savitri gave this wonderful speech. Here it is. Savitri D, the director of the Church of Stop Shopping, at a vigil of about 100 people down in the woods by the East River.
Being activists and how scary it is and how threatening. And I just want to acknowledge that means something particular to people who spend their lives resisting the state, resisting corporate capitalism, and resisting these forces that are destroying the life systems of which we are a part. I want to acknowledge that it's terrifying and scary, but I also want to say that there's a long lineage of people protecting the land. There's a long lineage of people fighting capitalism. There's a long lineage of people pushing back against the state, and we are with them and they are with us. And we stand here in the relative safety of New York City, in this so-called progressive city. And what do we see in front of us? Nothing but destruction. And we were here recently watching the destruction, and it occurred to me that in my 50 years of life, I have been watching gangs of men destroy the earth. I have been watching equipment, and I have been watching trucks, and I have been watching roads carved into wilderness, into our places, into habitat, into the place where these animals live, never mind our habitat, the habitat of all these creatures. I have been watching these gangs of men destroy the earth my entire life. And so have you. We have all been watching this. So we know what we're talking about, and we don't have to establish the facts anymore, do we? We just have to understand how to work on it and how to be together in that work and how to be courageous and strong and vivid. And how we step out of our lives, our everyday lives, our survival, into the survival of something bigger than us. And this is the lesson we have to learn. Tortuguita teaches us this. He leaves his life, wherever his life was. He leaves the structure of so-called society. He lives in an occupation in a forest. It's not easy. Living in a tent is difficult. I've done it. I did it as a child. It's hard.
I'm a rambler, I'm a gambler, I'm a long way from home, and if people don't like me, they can leave me alone. It's a dark night and it's lonesome, the moon.
Her age was 19. She was the
lest you blot out my name.
Evil is a participatory phenomenon, and it counts on participation in order to be successful. And the first option you have is withdrawing your participation. And from there, it's all liberation, whatever the cost. The war they were asking us to fight bore no resemblance to what I thought Americans were supposed to do. And so by the end of 1964, I had just thrown my lot with the anti-war movement, ultimately always coming to the conclusion that as long as you continued to cooperate with the military conscription, and carry the draft card in your pocket and follow the orders when they gave them, that's all they needed. You could be as much against the war as you wanted. They didn't care.
Here's J.P. Morgan Chase CEO Jamie Dimon.
Right now, it's kind of sunny. Things are doing fine. Everyone thinks the Fed can handle this. That hurricane is right out there down the road coming our way. We just don't know if it's a minor one or Superstorm Sandy or Andrew or something like that. And it's you better brace yourself.
That's him at an investment conference yesterday. Let's unpack his meteorological
Let's
metaphor
me
first.
Go swimming.
Let's you and me go swimming
in the dead zone sea.
In the dead zone sea.
De-demonize the Wuhan bat.
De-demonize the Wuhan bat.
The civet cat goes free.
The civet cat goes free.
Let's you and me go climbing.
Let's you and me go
up the blackened mountainside.
Up the blackened mountainside.
Apologize to the beating sun.
Apologize to the beating sun.
We lost the last word.
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 Let's you and me go flying.
Let's you and me go flying.
Take a rocket to the innocent breeze. Read the smog of broken data.
Read the smog of broken data.
Oh, crash in the crime of the trees.
Crash in the crime of the trees.
Let's you and me go dying.
Let's you and me go dying.
Win the race to end our race. Look up from the mirror and into the eye. Of everyone's unknown beautiful face.
Of everyone's unknown beautiful face.
I love the horizon, leaping to its death. Let's embrace what isn't there. Let's go for a swim in the raging flood of Mother Earth's self-care.
Mother Earth's self-care. Mother Earth self-care. Mother Earth self-care. Mother Earth self-care. Mother Earth self-care.
Try doing it when the pressures of capitalism are telling you not to. Try doing it when all of the pressures of your family, your children, your parents, your sisters, your brothers, your relatives, your job, your career are telling you not to. Make those sacrifices. Take those risks. He did that. They did that. And I'm grateful for that lesson every time it happens, because it teaches me I can live with less. I can live with a lot less. And in living with less, I live with more. Always the abundance of the earth surprises us. And these trees are the greatest protest I've ever seen. These trees are the resistance. These trees are our leaders. These trees are our teachers. All we have to do is stand with them. And we know this. And we keep knowing it, and we keep knowing it, and yet, somehow we don't know how to work on it. So I say today, let's learn how to work on it. Let's learn how to work with it. And let's honor in that work the thousands and millions of people who have been killed defending their home. Because that is all we are doing, is defending our home. And what does our mean? It means a lot of things, okay? It means a lot of things. Right now, I mean it in the broadest sense. I don't mean this is my home, my human home. I mean this is our home. This is our life, our collective life. And we have to join it. We can no longer be separate. So I'm gonna say, Tortuguita, please respond presente, which for those of you who don't know, is a way of saying lives or is with us, is present, just like it sounds, okay? And we'll just do it maybe 15 times, okay? All right. Should we practice? Presente. Just practice on your own. Presente. Presente. Very good. Tortuguita.
Presente.
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 Hello, welcome to News from the Natural World. I'm Savitri D. The death toll continues to rise in Syria and Turkey after a massive earthquake struck the region. Rescue efforts are hampered by cold weather conditions. Scientists have discovered a new layer of partly molten rock under the Earth's crust that might help settle a long-standing debate about how tectonic plates move. The molten layer is located about 100 miles from the surface and is part of the asthenosphere, which sits under the Earth's tectonic plates in the upper mantle. The asthenosphere is important for plate tectonics because it forms a relatively soft boundary that lets tectonic plates move through the mantle. According to the research, the convection of heat and rock in the mantle are the prevailing influence on the motion of the plates. Although the Earth's interior is largely solid, over long periods of time, rocks can shift and flow like honey. Visible white sclera, or the whites of the eye, were long believed to be a uniquely human trait, crucial for communication. New research finds they are much more common in chimpanzees and other mammals than previously reported. In most non-human animals, sclera are dark, making it difficult to discern where individuals are looking. Scientists have long hypothesized that humans' white sclera facilitated the evolution of our complex social communication and have tended to view instances of lighter sclera in other species as anomalous. Psychologists interested in human evolution took that finding and ran with it. They began theorizing how unique aspects of our cognition, like our ability to cooperate and communicate, were made possible by our contrasting eyes. This idea became so ingrained that some scientists overlooked obvious exceptions to the rule. The Church of England is considering whether the Christian God should still be referred to as He. While the news has sparked outrage in the British tabloids, the idea of a gender-neutral God is not new. The church said it would launch a commission in a few months that will investigate the idea of using gender-neutral terms to refer to God. The Archbishop of Canterbury, the leader of the Church of England, has previously suggested that God should not be seen as a male figure, arguing that human language is too limited to describe God, echoing similar statements issued by the Vatican. In their teachings, the Catholic Church argues, God is neither man nor woman, He is God. He also transcends human fatherhood and motherhood. Butterfly species have vanished from nearly half of the places where they once flew in the UK since 1976. The distribution of 58 native species has fallen by 42% as butterflies disappear from cities, fields, and woods. Those that are only found in particular habitats, such as wetlands or chalk grassland, have fared even worse, declining in distribution by 68%. Combining the weight of all terrestrial insects would outweigh the mass of all humans and livestock on Earth. Researchers' estimates put the total fresh weight of all land insects and arthropods, excluding aquatic and marine species, at around 1,000 million metric tons, far surpassing the sum of humans and their livestock, which is only around 400 million metric tons. Peru said Tuesday that 585 sea lions and 55,000 wild birds have died of the H5N1 bird flu virus in recent weeks. Following the discovery of the birds in 8 protected coastal areas, rangers found the flu that killed them had also claimed sea lions in 7 protected marine areas. The dead birds include pelicans, various types of gulls, and penguins. In December, Peruvian authorities culled 37,000 birds on a chicken farm over bird flu, following previous outbreaks that affected wildlife. The disease is transmitted by migratory birds from North America. Popular plug-in hybrid cars emit significantly more carbon dioxide than official measures suggest, according to new on-road tests by academics that add to concerns over the true impact of cars sold as better for the environment. Cars from BMW, Renault, and Peugeot all emitted much more than standard lab tests had claimed, with the BMW 3 Series in particular emitting more than 3 times the advertised amount. Most people associate hurricanes with high winds, intense rain, and rapid flooding on land. But these storms can also change the chemistry of coastal waters, which has dire consequences for marine life and coastal ocean ecosystems. Hurricane Harvey, the wettest hurricane in North American history, generated massive rainfall in the Houston metropolitan area and delivered a huge pulse of fresh water into Galveston Bay. As a result, the bay was 2 to 4 times more acidic than normal for at least 3 weeks following the storm. This made bay water corrosive enough to damage oyster shells in the estuary. Coastal estuaries like Galveston Bay, where rivers meet the sea, are some of the most productive ecosystems in the world. Galveston Bay is the largest bay on the Texas coast and one of the largest in the U.S. It covers about 600 square miles, roughly half the size of Rhode Island. Its extensive oyster reefs provide about 9% of the national oyster harvest. Food prices in the UK are at their highest for 15 years, and something similar is happening in almost every country around the world. Recently published research suggests these price rises will lead to many people's diets becoming poorer, with up to 1 million additional deaths and 100 million more people undernourished. While commodity prices have come down from the peaks of mid-2022, they remain high. At the end of 2022, the global price of maize was up 29% and wheat up 34% since January 2021. Surging energy and fertilizer prices have by far the greatest impact on food security, with reduced food exports from Ukraine and Russia having far less impact on prices. The combined effect of export restrictions, increased energy and fertilizer prices could cause food commodity prices to rise by 81% from 2021 levels. A robot that can shift between solid and liquid states has been filmed escaping from a miniature jail cell with bars too close together to allow it to leave in solid form. The creators of the robot were inspired by sea cucumbers' capacity to alter their tissue stiffness, giving robots the ability to switch between liquid and solid states endows them with more functionality. The achievement relies on a material that can shift between solid and liquid under the influence of a magnetic field, which the authors call a magnetoactive solid-liquid phase transitional machine. The little robot can jump 21-millimeter moats and climb walls when solid, but subdivide to get around objects before rejoining when liquid. Scientists hope to solve some very specific medical and engineering problems with the developing technology. And now, the sounds of extinction, glaciers. Half the planet's glaciers will have melted by 2100, even if humanity sticks to goals set out in the Paris Climate Agreement. At least half of that loss will happen in the next 30 years. Researchers found 49% of glaciers would disappear under the most optimistic scenario of 1.5 degrees Celsius of warming. However, if global heating continued under the current scenario of 2.7 degrees Celsius of warming, losses would be more significant, with 68% of glaciers disappearing altogether. Between 2000 and 2019, glaciers lost 267 gigatons of ice per year. The mass loss was equivalent to submerging the surface of England under 2 meters of water every year. This change in glaciers will significantly contribute to sea level rise, threaten the supply of water of up to 2 billion people, and increase the risk of natural hazards, such as flooding. And hear the sound of glacial meltwaters. Thank you.
I send my love to my family. But what does that soldier think at the end of his life? Well, he thinks land does not matter and money does not matter. Life matters. Whoever our God is, they made us and the earth for all of us, so don't waste it, 'cause you know life matters. Beautiful nature and us crazy humans, not some for me, some for you, 'cause life matters. Extreme love and wisdom is capable in all of us, 'cause life matters. If you can see me as your mother, if you can see me as your daughter, anything might happen. Your heart might break open as wide as the world. Oh, and you might start to sing. Land does not matter, money does not matter. You know life matters. Beautiful nature and us crazy humans, not some for me, some for you, 'cause life matters. Extreme love and wisdom is capable in all of us, 'cause life matters.
And we come to the end of this week's Earth Riot Radio. This is Reverend Billy. I want to thank the editor, Jason Candler. I certainly want to thank Joan Baez and David Harris. David, thank you for your life, a passionate peace activist. The Wolf Howling and Jamie Dimon and his unconscious meteorological metaphor. Swimming, the song by the Stop Shopping Choir with Sundar Ganglani soloing. Savitri and the news from the natural world. And Savitri, I want to thank Savitri D., our director, for this passionate call to the universe for love and protection from the people that killed Tortuguita down in the Wilani forest on the outskirts of Atlanta. The police financed by, in part, Jamie Dimon from the J.P. Morgan Chase Bank. I'd like to also thank Layla Adu. Life matters. Layla wraps it up for us. Thank you, everybody. Will somebody give me and Earth, hallelujah.